when called themselves by the name of the Lord. Question number 79. Did not Abel call upon the name of the Lord when he offered the sacrifice Genesis 4:4? If so, then why does Genesis 4:26 margin say that, after Seth was born, then began men to call themselves by the name of the Lord? Answer. Although from the death of Abel to the birth of Seth Genesis 4:25, Cain was the only living son of Adam, yet neither he nor his posterity were followers of God, so they were the sons of men. But Seth and his descendants, who had the spirit of Abel, called on the name of the Lord, and they were the sons of God. Genesis 6:2. Hence, as there were two different classes of worshippers, true and false, in close contact with each other, it became necessary to give themselves titles so as to make a distinction between the followers of man and the followers of God. The descendants of Seth were the first to call themselves by the name of the Lord, just as the Jews, who long afterward accepted Christ, were the first to call themselves Christians. And just as the Jews who rejected Christ continued to call themselves Jews, so the descendants of Cain continued to call themselves the sons of men. From this scripture comes the evidence that the careless and ignorant religious practices which we see today, with their persecuting spirit against those who worship God precisely as He has commanded, had their beginning with Cain. Also that from Abel stems the influence of obedience, reaching even unto this day. Consequently, there are still in the world the sons of men as well as the sons of God, the followers of men and the followers of God. And just as the religion of the sons of men in those days was such as their father Cain practiced, not according to God's command, but according to their own choosing, so is the religion of the sons of men today. A great many still worship in the same manner in which their fathers did, not taking the slightest pains to know for themselves the difference between the false and the true, but naturally and thoughtlessly dashing along to their doom, as the Gadarene swine dashed over the cliffs into the sea, Matthew 8:32, Mark 5:13. But despite the holy name which the sons of Seth took to themselves in those days, many of them intermingled with the sons of men, that is, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Genesis 6:2. This evil practice speedily carried the wickedness of the sons of men into the homes of the sons of God. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me, that I have made them. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Genesis 6:5-7:17. Looking forward to our own day, Jesus declared, For, as in the days that were before the flood they were eating, and drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:38-39. Should not, therefore, the sons of God, in these days they call the more heed to these examples, and keep themselves separate from the daughters of men? These lessons teach that every individual himself, without the influence of another, should determine to know and to practice the truth, if he wishes to escape the enemy's invisible web spread along the path of his feet. He should now know the worst of his own case, if he wants to keep his crown of eternal life, his most priceless treasure. If he does not, he will lose it.